Athabasca, the capital and operating budgets for the Athabasca Regional Multiplex, ARM, will include lighting upgrades, roof repairs, and a new ice plant condenser as well as a modest fee increase for Ball Diamond users. At the January 17 meeting of the ARM Society, General Manager Rhonda Alex presented the capital budget, projecting spending of $170,476.30 on projects like spot repairs to the roof and upgrading the LED lighting under a Municipal Climate Change Action Center, MCCAC, grant, as well as funding for the ice plant condenser under a Community Facilities Enhancement Program, CFEP, grant. They've had some changes over at the grant office, unfortunately, so I've contacted them a few times and emailed them a few times to get the ice condenser on the CFEP grant, said Alex. But we do have $200,000 in the CFEP grant to put toward this. The members also chose to increase the rental costs for the five Ball Diamonds as there has not been an increase since a 3% bump in 2019. Adult, slow pitch season runs May to the end of July. Games are 4 nights per week on 2 diamonds, last year they had 15 teams, and we currently have a price cap of $1,700 for them, which works out to about $10 per game, she said. ARM staff float the diamonds and re-chalk the lines for adult ball, which takes up to 45 minutes per diamond, and Alex noted Slave Lake has a rate of $34 per hour for adults and $17 per hour for youth. Westlock youth pay $13 for 2 hours and adults $19.50 for 2 hours. After some discussion, the decision was made to increase the fees to $30 for 3 hours for youth and $45 for 3 hours for adults, with a cap of $2,500 and $5,000, respectively. The full day rate for diamonds went to $100 per day per diamond, and there was no increase on other user fees. So, we prepare the 2022 proposed budget, said Alex. We believe this is a conservative budget because of the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The only thing that's not included in the budget is cost of living adjustment on wages. Increasing the operating budget with a 1% wage increase would cost $13,108.60, 2% equals $26,217.20. 2.5% would be $32,771.50 and 3% would be $39,325.80. Do we follow the county and the town as far as COLA, cost of living adjustment, increases? Asked Town of Athabasca Coun. Dave Paholik, who also chairs the society. The managers have followed the increases, but the staff have not gotten a raise in a long time, so long, Alex said, she couldn't even find information. It's been a little while since they got a COLA increase, yes, she said. Director and Town of Athabasca Coun. John LeMessurier said he supports giving staff a decent COLA increase, suggesting 3%. I just think there's been so much missed for so many years, and there's people on staff that have worked for a lot of years at this place, he said. I'm sure there's frustrations, and there's pretty good staff here that we don't want to lose. The society directed ARM administration to figure out how to cover the cost of the wage increase and will decide how much it will be after the town and county each decide on their own staff wage increases. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca